And this is a program where we actually help adopting couples. We teach them what they can do in terms of social networking to actually help make their own placement happen. The question this morning is, can a couple adopt a baby in the United States? And as I thought about that question, I think perhaps they're also wondering about international adoption. So I want to make a distinction here. In the past 30 years, there had been a tremendous increase in the number of international placements from different countries. China, Korea, Russia, Ukraine, many countries, also several in Africa, South America, international adoptions. Those children tend not to be newborn infants. They can be toddlers, some babies, but not so much anymore. Whereas in the States, yes, there are newborns, infants, and there's about 18,000 infant placements done in a year in the United States. About two-thirds of those are done through licensed agencies, about one-third through attorneys. Through attorneys, they still have to bring to the placement the services of a licensed agency. So yes, infant adoptions are available in this country, but there are also far more couples interested, wanting to adopt infants, newborns, than there are newborns being born. So there is an imbalance of perhaps 20 or 30 to 1. And one of the features of our agency and of PCA agencies is what we're calling featured waiting families. And this is a program where we actually help adopting couples. We teach them what they can do in terms of social networking to actually help make their own placement happen. So yes, infants are available, but not as readily as we want them to be available. The fact is there's a tremendous number of pregnancies out of wedlock that first go to abortion, then pretty much default to single parenting. And then there's a fewer number that go to adoption.